Jimbo here. Boy, that was a great setting. You know, the magic of Nicole's storytelling is nothing was planned. It all kind of formulates and set the mood for the rest of the story perfectly. Now, speaking of setting, it might be Halloween everywhere soon, but first it's Thanksgiving for Canada. And as you're setting your stories and your tables, there's some people that are just not as fortunate making their Thanksgiving miracle happen. So if you could, please, please do donate to the Ottawa Food Bank or donate to a local food bank. And in fact, every time you listen to any of our Exquisite Corpse Undead and Uncut Live cereals just like this, you've already made a donation. How cool is that? Now, to take the story onwards, I'll give you J.M. Brannick. Brannick, take it away.
Lindsay pulled the car over as the crows began to circle her vehicle. Ellis whimpered, looking up, unsure, sniffing to the wind, maybe sensing something that she didn't. It was odd to see so many, especially circling. She wondered what could be luring them to her. As she paused, she noticed something leaking from the hood of her car. Slow at first, but steadily coming down, almost red, but with it being so dark, she couldn't tell. Just then, one of the crows stood right before her in the window. Ellis started barking wildly, growling. "It's okay, buddy," she said, putting her hand, trying to calm him. Maybe out of fear, maybe out of instinct, he snapped at her. "Ouch," she said, "you son of a bitch."